I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck, I can't see pollen. Let's get the fuck out this country, motherfucker.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, honey.
She's in a convertible.
That's right. Brand new Corvette. I thought you had a Ferrari. I do. I love you and The Commercial Break. Keep them coming. In the first or second seasons, he was big. He was certainly big, very big. But he wasn't this kind of big. This is like 600-pound life kind of big. I don't even know how he walks around, to be honest with you.
He's huge.
Yeah, that's true. They just have him sit. Sit down. Yes, sir.
Don't touch anything.
There's like this little black dot around your penis area. Oh, that's the syphilis scanner. Turn that one off. That's the bonometer.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh yeah, toddlers and tiaras, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my good friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less or your money back. Go to the tcbpodcast.com website to collect your earnings.
We're right here.
We've always been right here. We never go away.
We don't.
I don't know how anybody keeps up with the pace of the episodes. Actually, I know that some of our most dedicated super fans, they can't keep up.
I know. I was talking to Rachel the other day, and she was talking about an episode she loved, and
it was like episode 102
from 2 months ago.
I know. My wife was like, "Why are you putting out three?" I'm like, "Well, it's just the pace now. We can't stop. It's like riding a bike. You got to keep the momentum going, or you're gonna fall over." Number one. Number two. I actually want to know. That's a good question. 661-237-8296. Let us know if you are actually on top of the episodes of The Commercial Break. I'd like to know if there's anyone who's actually keeping up with the pace of this. I think Tina might be.
Yes.
I think Tina might be the only one that I know of that's keeping up with the pace of the episodes. We're sorry. We keep this shitty podcast just keep coming to you.
Big Will the Champ.
Big Will. I think even Big Will the Champ, because I got a text message from him over the weekend, and he's on like episode number, 192. he's like, man, that's a great episode. I was like, what episode is that? I don't even remember that one.
So long ago.
I know. The funny thing is, when we turn on this microphone, it's like my brain becomes an elephant, because if I listen back to any of the episodes, I can almost remember, I know what I'm going to say next. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because my brain works like that in no other place in my life.
I know.
Can't find my keys. Yeah. I lost my ear pods. I don't know where I'm going when I'm driving. I feel like I have early dementia.
And except here.
This is the only place where I actually remember everything about almost everything.
It's your passion.
Yeah,
Brian.
I'm going to be like 92, and they're just going to wheel me in, and I'm going to turn on like a rock star, and then turn off, and I'll just be a vegetable. Like, I just shit myself. Where's my wife? Hi, honey.
She's in a convertible.
That's right. Brand new Corvette. I thought you had a Ferrari. I do. I love you and The Commercial Break. Keep them coming. Who's that in the car with you? Oh, these two guys, they're twins. They're twin window washers. They're going to come with me to get my new boob job. Bye. Oh, can't you stay for a minute? No, you shit yourself. Let them clean you up, and I'll see you next month. Bye. Sign the back of the check, please.
I love that Matias is living in Miami. Off the commercial.
Matias senses love. He's flying your plane around Spain. I have a plane. You do now.
We always wanted one of those.
Yeah. But why am I here in this studio with three other people? We have a plane. Times are tough, honey. Bye-bye. I had to sell one of the My Box. I'm sorry. Bye bye. I love you. you better get ready for the next episode. And then I turn on and I'm like, welcome back to the commercial break. I'm Brian Green.
Toddlers and Tears. Yeah.
Welcome back, Toddlers and Tears. Another episode of the commercial break. This is my co-host and almost dead friend, Chris Joy Hoadley.
Brash Jesus,
yeah. Papa Joe's still dating.
Papa Joe's still kicking.
Papa Joe just went to Papa Joe's birthday. He's 172.
I talked to my sister this morning because she was talking about, but we needed to check in with Papa Joe's doctor because, I mean, he wants to get a knee replacement surgery.
The knees are tits of the legs.
Yeah. He's going to get a
knee job. Yeah. That's right. Got to get those puppies
and
looking good.
The medical person was like, all his vitals are fantastic. And she goes, he's one of my favorite patients. He always tries to get me to get a margarita.
Margaritas? He's hitting on the ortho?
She goes at like 7 in the morning. He's like, let's go get a margarita.
Oh, God. Living the life. I think my life's going to be remarkedly different from his life. I just know it. Well, you know, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Age will overcome us all, and we're on the backside now, I feel like. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, I'm kind of at the halfway point, I think.
I thought that the other day, too.
I'm at the halfway point. Mm-hmm. And so I better make good use of the next quarter of it, because at the last 25 are going to be like the first 25. You're kind of a shithead going backwards. You're like a little bit of a baby. You don't know what's going on, you know? So I better make use of this next 25. So I know that I'm doing the calculation. That means 1,652,000 more episodes of the commercial break coming your way. Stay on top of them.
Yes.
We're going to go to 5 a week here in
right,
a couple
that's
months.
What I was thinking.
We got to find a way to make some money on this stupid show.
We got to pay for Astrid.
Yeah, speaking of my glasses, I bought my glasses at Eyes for You. This episode brought to you by Eyes for You. This episode brought to you by Sunny Acres Retirement Home. Sunny Acres. It smells funny, but it's very nice. Okay, question.
Yes.
If you could be any other person in the world, dead or alive, who would you be?
Oh, my God. That's a hard question.
I know. But I'm popping it on you.
Dead or alive, just anybody.
Dead or alive. Now, it doesn't have to be your final answer. I'm just asking for like your quick answer. Like, who would it be? I said, you know, I'm not going to hold you to this. I can't hold you to this. So there you go.
I'm going to go with Albert Einstein.
You're going to go with Albert Einstein?
Yeah.
Just to see what it's like to be the smartest human that ever lived?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. That's an interesting one.
That's a quick answer.
Yeah. I think I'd be Maury Povich. I don't know. I'm all about all that drama. I just like for once to be like, you are not the father. I don't know.
Well, you can be Maury Povich. Just get a couple people on Ancestry.
I know. Yeah. That
pops out.
Jesus. I've talked to a few people who have gotten some real surprises.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I do not want to give my DNA. Well, Ancestry is different. But now they have the DNA program on Ancestry. I have zero interest in sending my DNA to a private company because I know they cannot be trusted with it.
Okay.
They cannot be trusted with it.
What are they
Ancestry
do with
is
it?
Big business. People get convicted all the time on evidence that was wrong.
They're outlawing that, actually.
Yeah, the DNA evidence.
Yeah.
That's in some states, they now, the prosecutors do not rely as heavily on DNA evidence. Yeah. Because the truth is mistakes are made all the time. Mm-hmm. Like someone can be in the lab and, you know, mix some shit up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like there could be some big DNA database that the CIA. Listen, that business, Ancestry.com, has become big fucking business. And there are investors in that business you don't even want to know about. I don't want to get into some conspiracy bullshit.
I've done it. Yeah. So.
Well,
great.
You're
thanks.
Fucked. I know my aunt-in-law, this is 2 years ago, whatever. She was talking about how, you know, they were all doing this Ancestry DNA bullshit, whatever, find my DNA or find my family. And I started talking about this. I'm like, I would never do that, you know, because in all this stuff and just the looks on their face, they all turned white. They were all like, shit,
I've
I already did it.
I
already sent it. Yeah. And I'm like, well, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And you're
don't
fucked.
Commit a crime.
That's right. I think that. If I could be anyone, like just for a day, if I could be anyone, I would probably be a rock star of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Like an Eddie Vedder or maybe even That's a Mick true. Jagger.
That's true.
But Mick Jagger back in the 70s, not like Mick Jagger now. David Bowie. I would be David Bowie for a day.
That's a good one.
I just want to get inside his head and figure out what the fuck is going on. He's such a genius. They have that new movie coming out. I want to see it.
Moon Age Daydream. Yeah. It's out.
Have you seen it?
No. It's not getting great reviews.
But... Oh, it isn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, I think they yeah, because it's psychedelic
it's
and spacey.
To get into his mind.
Yeah, how do you get into David Bowie's mind?
I read his autobiography. It was just a biography. It wasn't auto, but biography. And it was crazy.
The thing of, you know, so...
He went through a lot of different changes. And he sings the song
changes. He did. He always evolved, and that's why he was always relevant. Mm-hmm. For most of his career, he was relevant. And the final master stroke was Lazarus, that last album that he put out. And that fucking video where he's in, like, he's lifting off the bed, like, I'm in daydream, I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
You know, that weird ass song that was so, to me, so catchy. In like 4 days before he died, I saw the video for the first time and I watched it on repeat like 30 times. I was in Switzerland with Astrid and she was at school and I watched it like 30 times. I was so mesmerized by the song and by the video.
Well, that's good because then you didn't go out and spend money in Switzerland.
That's, oh my God.
Everything's so expensive.
Fuck, dude. A hot dog there was 30. We went to McDonald's one time. So a little insight into my relationship with Astrid. When we met, she was going for her second master's degree, and she was going to Switzerland, Lucerne, Switzerland, to live there for her master's degree. And we started this like crazy love story.
Bomb.
Yeah,
I love bombed her,
and I followed her all around Europe.
You did.
And we agreed that it was hard to stay away from each other. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, you know, I could probably work remotely for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And so the last 3 months of her schooling.
Were you for 3 months? I thought you were there for a month.
No, I was there for, a total like 3 months.
Okay.
But we traveled the holidays and then we came back in February.
Yeah.
I was like December through the end of February, whatever. So around 3 months. So we lived in this apartment in Lucerne, Switzerland, which is where a lot of there's nothing there except for banks and beautiful mountains.
Yeah.
That's it.
And beautiful people.
And beautiful people. Oh my God. Beautiful, beautiful people.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Shocked. At how expensive it was. The only thing we could afford, and I was making some money back then, the only thing that was reasonable to afford, because now I'm paying rent in Atlanta, I'm paying rent in Lucerne, and we're paying all of these bills, and she's coming back to the United States, and we're going to get married, right?
Yeah, plane tickets, weddings.
Holy fucking shit. The only thing that we could afford was McDonald's. That was it. And McDonald's was like $56 for the two of us to eat.
Jeez.
It was like 72 francs or something like that.
Is it because everything's kind of paid for in Switzerland for the people?
Yeah, it's very socialist.
Yeah.
And so there's the taxes are, it's like 70% taxes or something on everybody, right? It's crazy. But Switzerland,
amazing healthcare.
I have never been in a place. Now Lucerne is admittedly like, it's a higher end place to live.
Yeah, sure.
I have never been somewhere that is so fucking clean and tidy and lovely. There's not a piece of paper on the street. You won't find a cigarette butt anywhere. There's no one dawdling around the streets. There's no homeless people that you can see, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's recycling everything. When you get a trash bag, in the store in Switzerland, you go to the store. You don't find trash bags except for the big like yard ones. You won't find them anywhere in the store. Mm-hmm. You go up front and you tell them what number bag you need.
Really?
So number 53, right? Number 53 fits a certain size can and it's for recycling only. And it's made with a special type of plastic. And then you put your stuff in there. And at least in the apartment that we lived in, and I think most everybody lived in some kind of apartment, right? Houses were on the outskirts.
Yeah.
You go into the middle of town. And you take your trash and you put it there daily. The trash cans are the size of a small bucket. So you are taking your trash out. It really makes you think about how much trash you're generating because you could take your trash out 3 times a day and you have to walk to the center of town to do it. And God forbid you get caught putting a green bag in a white, and there's 6 different types of garbage cans. And if someone catches you doing the wrong thing, they call you out on it.
Yeah.
No. I don't even know how to speak.
No.
The place was so clean. And all the transportation that they have there. This is the thing that we get so wrong in the United States. We live in these suburbs that are so spread out. And I live in one, you know, 40 minutes from town and still considered Atlanta. What we get wrong, so wrong here in the United States, is that we rely on our cars. Most families have 2 of them, 3 of them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In Switzerland, you don't have a car. Most people do not have a car.
They've got amazing public transportation.
And that public transportation, if they say the bus is going to be there at 7:01,
it's on time.
It's there at 7:01.
Yeah.
The trains and the buses and the little trolleys, they all run exactly on time. It's a big deal if you wait 2 minutes past the, like if the board, if the schedule is up there and the board says 7:03 and it's 7:04, people start getting antsy.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what happened? Oh, I know. What happened? You know, people go crazy. They run on time. And then you get on the bus and you have a ticket or a pass or whatever, right? Or you get on a trolley. Guess what? You don't put your money in. There's no guards gate. There's no nothing like that. You hold your ticket. And occasionally there'll be someone on the bus that'll walk by and ask for your ticket. Mm-hmm. They'll look at it, stamp it, whatever they do, and they move on. They trust you're doing the right thing.
So nice.
Fucking insane, Hoadley.
Yeah.
Now, you pay 70% taxes.
I was going to say, you pay $50 at McDonald's.
Yeah. That's why only bankers live there, because so only bankers can afford it.
And people that are going skiing.
Yeah, yeah. But Switzerland was just a beautiful, beautiful country.
I can't wait to go. I'm going.
However, it was a little bit of a snooze fest, I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because by 9 o'clock, everybody's off the streets. Like, right next door, we had there was a cooking school, a very famous cooking school.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I could look down from one, I had all windows, like two side windows, right? We're on like the sixth floor. And you could look down and you could see into the cooking school. And they were all, you know, famous, the chef's hat and the whole nine yards, young folks.
Yeah.
One night it was like 9:30 and a class had let out or whatever was going on. And the kids were making noise. It looks like they were like partying a little bit.
Yeah, they're dipping in that cooking wine.
And then you hear, quiet, please. Quiet, please. Uns fängt an 9 o'clock. And the kids were like, they run.
Yeah.
Quiet, please. It is illegal to make noise of a certain decibel level after 9 o'clock.
Time.
It's insane because everybody's got kids. They all want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Chrissy, what are we doing here in the United States? I can't even get people to walk on the right side of the walkway. It's crazy. Crazy. It's crazy.
It's really crazy in downtown where I am. I mean, stuff's going on till all hours of the night.
My God, people getting shot at the nicest parts of Atlanta. They're literally firing guns at each other in the parking lot.
Yep.
It's insane. In Switzerland, there's a 55-step process to get a gun. Noi, 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 noi. Noi, noi, that's what my daughter says. Noi, noi. No. Come on, Mia, please do something. No. He hates me. My daughter hates me.
She gave me the biggest running hug.
I know. She's such a sweetheart, isn't she? Such a doll face. Yeah, they're lovely at this age. Well, until they start talking back to you.
Exactly.
And she's already got it, and she's only 2. So I can only imagine what she's going to be like when she's 13. She's love bombing me, so when she's 13, she can cause any kind of trouble.
She can pull the rug out.
That's right. I was trolling on the internet. As I like to do. You know, I figured we've covered a mountain monsters. That was a good one. And so I just...
It's a very believable one.
Oh, my God. It's like...
It's very scientific.
The further they go along, the more scientific it gets.
Be a person for a day.
A mountain monster?
Huckleberry.
Just so you could figure out what goes on in the production of one of those.
Yes.
You know, they probably make those for like $150,000 an episode. Well, I mean, you got to build a hut.
You got a cornfield.
Cornfield. A mask from a Halloween shop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huckleberry. That craft services bill is probably
the food bill is
huge. He's huge. He wasn't that big previous episodes, was he?
Well, he's making money.
Yeah, he's making money now. Poor guy's going to die of a heart attack. We got to start. I got to call Huckleberry and tell him to slim up. You got to get on that Weight Watchers kid.
It would be the same, though, if they were all
true. But I mean, in the first or second seasons, he was big. He was certainly big, very big. But he wasn't this kind of big. This is like 600-pound life kind of big. I don't even know how he walks around, to be honest with you.
He doesn't.
He's huge. Yeah, that's true. They just have him sit. Sit down. Yes, sir. One of the things I had in the bucket of content for TCB was a ghost hunters that I really enjoyed. And I don't know how we didn't get to this yet, but while we're here, you know, getting ready to take some time off, I thought that we would just clean it all up. Hey, everybody, it's that time in the commercial break when we take a short commercial break. You know the drill by now, so I'm not going to drag on. DCBpodcast.com is where you go if you want to watch any of the videos or listen to any of the audio of our entire library. Hit the Contact Us form and email us content ideas, questions, concerns, or comments. 661-237-8296. That's 661-BEST-2-YO. Send us a text message. It's not a spam text message line. We will reply. YouTube.com/the commercial break is where you find our video version. It's completely different than the audio version. Please hit subscribe and like on your favorite video. Make sure you use those specialized URLs and codes from our sponsors. They give you free shit, and we certainly would appreciate it. Rate us and review us on your favorite podcast player, and know that we're grateful for every one of you. Now, let's hear from those sponsors, and then we'll quickly be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Gotta take a moment and tell you about our sponsor, American Musical Supply. If you're a listener of Commercial Break, then you know that me, Brian Green, is an aspiring rock star and guitar player. Was in a band, maybe you heard about it, 33P. Played two shows, one of them at an afternoon drinking party. Four people in the crowd, was almost a rock star. One of the things we were always concerned about in the band was how are we going to get our new equipment? I wish American Musical Supply was around back then. American Musical Supply stocks the latest and greatest gear from today's top brands. Everything for a beginner like me to a seasoned professional like I wanted to be. Everything for the podcaster, home recording enthusiast, guitarist, drummer, vocalist, DJ, and much more. You get it. They run the gamut. The website is fantastic, and American Musical Supply has the best payment plans. They approve more people and do not require you to open a new credit card. They just use the one you've already got. American Musical Supply has over 30 years of award-winning customer service, so go to AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your next purchase of $100. That's AmericanMusicalSupply.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your next purchase of over $100. If you're an audiophile, a gearhead, or you just want to play around with some instruments, go to American Musical Supply at AmericanMusical.com and make sure you use that promo code TCB. And thanks to American Musical Supply for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
This is another example of ridiculous satire. Like, clearly there are no ghosts in this house, but they pick a house and they run around and pretend. You know, you'll see. It's
what was that guy that you imitated last time? You were like, duh, how did I miss that?
How did I miss that? You mean 26 people were murdered here? I didn't get that in my research. You mean a little boy was thrown off the roof? Huh. Well, I guess I better go do some more homework. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Dumb as dirt. Oh, here's Katrina Wieldon, paranormal investigator.
Wieldman.
I don't want to use the word aggressive, but something more powerful, something more...
The fuck was that? What was that?
Well, how are these people using all these cuss words? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got a lot of cuss words going on.
Are these the same two that we saw last time?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
I heard that. Katrina, did you hear?
Oh, yeah.
It was right next to you.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear someone clapping?
What the fuck was that?
It was me. I zip it up my zipper and take a pee.
I heard that.
Back here.
Oh. Are they in a basement?
They're in a basement. She's got a camera with a
dark.
Yeah, with a some kind of special device on it.
What's it called? The exo, the, not exoskeleton.
Yeah, the ectometer.
Ectometer, yeah.
The plasma meter.
No way. What was that?
What's no that? Way. That's a pipe under the house. I knew it. I knew they were up to no good.
Was that just me?
No.
Oh my God.
Was that just me? Was that me? Am I making those noises?
It's
so stupid. Is that you or me? Man, it stinks in here. I knew something was off about that meatloaf at Craft Services.
This is crazy. Where was that footsteps? You heard footsteps, right?
Here.
Where?
Here.
Hello? In there. Check there.
Hello? 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 They're in this tiny little house, and like all of a sudden this music pumps up, and they're like, hello? Hello?
They just bounded up the stairs from the basement.
Yeah, they bounded up the stairs to catch the ghost that's walking around.
Yeah, walking around.
Yeah, first of all. Second of all, do you think that the ghost is walking around? Really? You're hearing the ghost make footsteps? It's not the way I thought ghosts go,
no.
But anyway. But the second thing is
it seems like they don't make sound like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it seems like they wouldn't be able to like physically step on there. They wouldn't be a ghost, would
right.
they? Yeah. They called the spirit world. Isn't that what you call it? First of all, second of all, if you say hello to a ghost, do you think a ghost is going to say hello back?
What's up?
What's up? Just hanging
chilling,
out here.
Waiting for y'all.
Yo, y'all got ESPN too? I'm just, I don't know. I got stuck here.
Anything?
Nope.
That was weird, huh?
How long did you
anything?
Have
nope.
Anything? Nope. Again. Nope. Still nothing.
That was weird, though.
72. But that was weird. That was weird.
Thought I heard footsteps.
Yeah.
Anything here?
Says the girl who is a paranormal investigator. That was weird.
Come on, like.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Katrina. Tell me if you hear me walking, because I want to replicate this and
tell
see what that
tell me if you
was.
Hear me walking.
Because it definitely wasn't the house shifting, right?
No, a shifting of the house.
I know, shifting of the house. And houses do shift, by the way. They do. They shift all the time.
Well, I know, but I mean, enough to make it sound like a footstep?
No, not a, no. They don't. They don't shift on a timer, no. But first of all, second of all, he's about to. I'm going to do a scientific experiment. See if you can hear me
yeah,
walking.
Yeah, I'm going to walk.
Yeah, I'm going to walk.
See if you can hear it.
Oh,
Jesus. Okay, so let me go. I'm walking. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Sounds like my neighbor's upstairs. Boom.
I know.
Hmm. There, like wherever you are now.
Wherever you are now walking, it sounds like walking. Wherever that is. Right above me. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. What in the world are they proving with this?
I don't know.
Wherever you're walking, it sounds like walking.
Here. So here.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Where? Yeah, right
here.
There.
Here. So that doesn't, that's phantom, we just captured phantom boots. This
phantom boots. That should be the name of a band, phantom boots.
The name of this episode, phantom boots. Phantom boots. Here, here, not here. Can you hear me here? Here, 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 and not here. We just captured phantom boots. There you go. Chrissy and I could do that. We could get $100,000 an episode to do that. Chrissy, you go down to the bed. Here, 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 here.
I want to walk.
Yeah.
Now I'm walking. There.
Yeah.
There.
There. Now I'm pounding. Here, here. We just captured phantom hands pounding on the ground. That's what we did.
Phantom boots.
Call the CIA. We solved the problem. We captured Phantom Boots right there. The fuck is a Phantom Boot? Phantom Boots. Phantom Boots? How does he know what the guy's wearing? Yep, we just captured Phantom Doc Martens. Could tell by the sound. You know, you've been doing this as long as I have.
For sound, it actually might have worked.
Crazy stuff is happening in this hallway.
Yeah.
Yes, crazy stuff is happening in this hallway. It's two morons with a camera trying to find Phantom Boots.
I think we need to set up the 3D mapping camera and see if we can get any visual evidence.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go.
I think we need to set up the 3D mapping camera, which is just a regular camera that I write 3D on the side of, and see if we can capture some evidence.
To take advantage of the energy that the infrasound generator is drawing in, we decide to do another 3D mapping experiment.
Infrasound.
Oh my god.
Their 3D mapper literally has a stick figure. That doesn't look very 3D to me.
Where the girl is? Is that the girl in the hallway?
I think that's like the definition of 2D. It's a stick figure on a piece of paper.
It's like from the original computer, the very first.
That's right. Whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah. Original Mac.
The original Mac.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
This girl spoke here.
She's moving.
Look, we just got Phantom Tits. There's your Phantom Tits. Oh, my God. So stupid.
Any of the Sprout children here?
The Scrote children? Did she say the Scrote children?
I don't know. Is that who they're looking for?
I guess.
It's safe to come out.
You can trust us, little kitties.
Can you touch my shoulder or my arm or my hand? I think it's like whatever is in this hall is attracted to you, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah, Nick's the hot
one. Nick's pretty hot.
It's me, the Scrote Child. I was born with two testicles on my forehead. And Nick's pretty hot. Get out your 3D infrared sound camera. And I'll show you my phantom erection. Ooh.
Attracted to Nick. I mean, let's let Nick take it.
Who wouldn't be?
I mean, yeah. Oh, here he goes. He's not a stick figure.
No.
He's like a Tron.
Yeah, he's an actual human. Yeah. This is so insane.
You mapping me?
I've been mapping you all night there, buddy.
Oh, he turned into the stick.
Oh, yeah.
There it goes.
Earl, can you move into it?
I know. What you got to see this, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak on this episode. He goes from like, it's this weird, they set up a camera at the end of the hallway, and then they have this imaging that's like multicolored. You've seen it before. It's like, you know, night vision, multicolored. Yeah. And then when someone walks into the shot, all of a sudden they become a stick figure. But it's like showing the sticks as bones. But it's not bones. It's just bullshit.
This room. Are all three of your children here?
There it goes again.
No, they're at Chuck E. Cheese for the night.
Are you protecting the house? You don't have to.
No, Geico does that for me. Allstate.
Be afraid. We're just visiting.
We're just visiting with a ton of cameras and infrared shit.
We're just here for 6 to 7 weeks visiting. We brought in all this equipment and turned all the power off.
What?
Are we supposed to get this black? There was like a little black.
No. What do you mean?
There's some
do you
sort
know
of
how to read this?
Yeah.
3D.
Do you even know how to work the 3D infrared sound system?
Don't touch anything.
There's like this little black dot around your penis area. Oh, that's the syphilis scanner. Turn that one off. That's the bonometer.
Yes.
That's the bonometer 3000.
Why I took Wyatt Bryan 3000.
Yeah, I took Wyatt Bryan 3000.
It went into the basement.
Replay. What?
Are you in there?
Are you in there?
Are you in there? We thought we saw an erection flying down the basement stairs.
And phantom boots.
Phantom boots.
Can he come back out?
No.
His body. Like,
I know.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's a system of like, it's just a weird stick figure. It's so strange. Like,
what were those sticks that like
Lincoln Logs? The ones that had the little round thing. Yeah,
the flexi one.
Flexi pipe or whatever it was.
Come on back out here. Move with me.
Go fuck yourself.
Move with me.
Can you come out?
Oh, there's a little tiny stick figure.
All right, don't move.
What?
I told him to move with me.
Yeah.
Don't.
But wait, hold on. We're confusing the ghost now. How do the phantom's boots know what to do if I don't tell them?
Move with me. Don't move.
Move. Don't. No. Go. Red light, green light.
There's a tiny little stick figure.
I know.
I feel so weird. What are you seeing?
It's just mapping this, like, oh my God.
My eyes are watering up. There's something moving through my body.
It's mapping the cocaine going from your nostril to your legs. What in the world is going on here, Chrissy?
I don't know.
Such horseshit.
It looks like the little tiny stick figure, which I'm assuming they're trying to make you think is the child.
That's right.
The children is like humping. Yeah.
So the big stick figure went away, and now there's a little stick figure crawling up this shadowed body. Yeah.
Right now.
No, I know. I can see it.
I feel static charge all through my body. And
this is crazy.
Oh my God, I feel the emotions. Like, I just want to, like, I feel sad. Like, I want
to. I feel sad that my life has come to this. I can't tell anybody what I do when I go to the bar. My parents don't like me anymore.
It's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
Breakdown.
This is the same guy from the last one.
This is the same guy?
It is, but he's like, duh.
Bro.
Oh, I feel like I want to cry.
He's going to break down.
I'm going through menopause. Menopause.
I'm happy you were able to reach out to me. Thank you for doing that.
What did they say?
Thank you for...
I'm happy we could connect. Namaste.
You can climb on me anytime. Yeah.
Anytime you want to climb on my back and cause my emotions to change, it's all good with me. I guess I should have done some more homework about all the comings and goings of the ghost feed here.
Connecting with me and making me feel what you felt. It's okay. There's going to be people coming here and leaving on a visit, but this is your house. We just wanted to let you know that.
It's like an E.T. moment. Yeah.
E.T. photo. I just want you to know a couple of people are going to be coming by, tear down the house, and build a strip mall, but it's okay. It'll always be yours.
What are you feeling?
I think they're happy and they're being protective.
There it goes again. What is that?
Oh, it's peeking out of the door. Replay.
Again, there's some sort of...
Instant replay on the Y Bryan 3000 cam. The stick figure went from the left to the right. Anybody can make this equipment at home, by the way.
Yes.
Black anomaly. In the basement by the cubbyhole.
I'm going to go in after it.
I'm going to do some real dangerous shit right now. I'm going to pull out the phantom boots. I'm going to give those bad boys a shine, throw them back down the stairs.
Oh, God.
What size boots you think you wear? After I get done crying over here in the corner, I'm going to run down and chase that phantom ball of energy. Cool, man. What happened here again? What are we here for? We're here to chase the scroats. Chase the scroats? Okay. This guy's like he's like a pile of rocks.
Oh, my camera. I'm going to go in here. We captured these black masses that flew into that basement door. Now, what's interesting is I'm thinking that they went right into the cubbyhole, the secret passage. So that's my instincts.
The
go right in there.
Passage.
My instincts tell me he went right in the door because he went right in the door. I don't know. I just trust my brain. I don't know. I don't know where I get that from. It's my dad's side of the family's pretty smart, I suppose. I'm going to follow the flying boots downstairs. I'll be back in a few minutes. If you guys like hear me scream or anything, let me know. Let me know. If you guys hear me scream, let me know.
Oh, I'm screaming here, and I'm screaming here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Ah! Ah! I'd be like, hold on, I gotta cry for a minute. Take a cry break. Okay, I'm back. Where'd the boots go?
The cubbyhole.
Search it out.
The cubbyhole. The secret cubbyhole. The secret place where they kept shoes. So stupid.
Trying to make contact.
Katrina and I split up to continue our investigation solo. I follow the anomalies into the secret compartment above the basement. While
nothing sounds smarter than breaking up the group when you're
chasing ghosts.
Yeah, when your emotions are being taken over by a small dead child.
They did this the last time. I know. He slept downstairs.
Yeah.
She slept upstairs.
She slept upstairs.
She explores the kitchen.
Okay, I'm going to go explore.
Just exploring around this haunted house.
Do, 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 do. Scroats! Scroats!
Come out,
wherever you are! Now, what you can't see is this guy is actually going into this tiny little cubby hole in the back of a closet.
Yeah. Somehow their cameraman, though, is already down there.
Yeah, the camera, of course. Yeah, you got to get the right angle.
Is it out here? I haven't gone outside.
What was that?
It's a tree, but it's dark, and they have a night vision on to make it all look so scary.
Okay. Unless she was in the kitchen.
She was in the kitchen, but there's trees growing in the kitchen, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. When Nick, Rob, and I...
Now, hold on one second. Yeah, why are the birds chirping in the middle of the night? Yeah, this is clearly horseshit. I don't know any birds that chirp like that in the middle of the night.
It sounds like it's like, you know, break of dawn.
That's right.
I feel emotionally tied to these woods on some level.
These woods?
I'm feeling a certain vibe from the woods. It's like I'm in love with them or something. They're love bombing me.
I don't know.
Did we see you outside down the hallway? Did you come in here to hide?
I like how he has a hoodie on now.
I know, he's like Carl Lentz. He's like the Carl Lentz of like paranormal investigators. He really does look like Carl. Hey, girl. Was that you tip-tapping your little phantom shoes over there? You want to have some ghost sex? I'm into that.
Phantom sex.
You want to have some phantom sex? Get on this phantom dick.
What were you hiding from?
The IRS.
Was he expecting to hear someone?
Yeah, respond? Now what's going to happen is he's going to play back the tape and there's going to be some noise in the background. Yeah, some noise that's already been pre-programmed into that tape recorder.
Yes.
Trina? Trina?
She's out in the woods having
a
moment.
She's out in the woods, yeah.
Katrina! What, Rob?
I lost Katrina.
What?
I don't know where she is.
I lost Katrina. I didn't even look for her, but I know she's lost. She was literally right here 3 hours ago. Now she's gone.
Katrina!
Katrina!
Just ask the cameraman.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, that's the end of it. Oh, I wish there was more. I wanted to see what happened. Oh. But I have part two. And we'll do it another time. All right. Settle down, everybody. Settle down. Woo!
Those phantom boots.
Those phantom boots. They get you every time. Here.
You just discovered phantom boots.
Green light. Red light. Green light. Red light. I just love it. I love it. Mountain monsters, ghost people, Teresa Caputo. I love all this shit. It just makes me. It used to make me like. I used to get incensed that someone would actually believe this, until I started looking at it the way I think it's intended, which is satire. And once you look at it like satire, it's really quite funny.
Yeah, it's a comedy.
It's a comedy show. You just don't know it. Yeah, and if you don't know it, you're a dum-dum. But hey, to each their own. You know what? To each their own. If you believe in it, you believe in it. And I believe in some weird shit, too. So, like that Ancestry.com is controlled by the walking wolves.
Yeah. By the Spudo children.
The Scroat children. All right. So, listen. Go to TCBpodcast.com. That's where you find all the audio, all the video, all from one location. You can hit the Contact Us button. Do us a favor. Send questions, comments, concerns, story ideas. Ask TCB. You have any questions you want to ask us, send them all through the website at
the contact.
I got some a ghost crawled in my brain and made me emotional at tcbpodcast.com. You can also go to 661-237-8296. That's right. Dial up 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. And you can send all of that stuff I just asked for, send it right there through text message, and I will respond. If you're brave, send me a voice message, and you likely hear yourself on an episode of The Commercial Break. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for everything video TCB. You find it all there. Full episodes a couple days after they air. Clips every single day of the week. Morgan's doing a great job. We've gotten a lot of great feedback about those videos. So do yourself a favor. Go watch one of your favorite episodes, recent episodes, on the YouTube channel. And I think you're going to find that it's much funnier now that Morgan's gotten a hold of it. All right. So I guess that's all we can do today.
I think so, Brian.
You know, there's only so much we can do in a day. We don't want to bore you to death.
Yep.
We don't want you to get tired, sick and tired of us. We're only doing three Pretty hours shows. Of content yeah. every week.
Bombarding
that's
you.
That's right. Love bombing you. Well, I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time. Kirstie and I do say, we always say, and we must say, bye.